Start over the tracks.
Now, being the trail we brought up so much, we walked that.
You don't know any Sinatra songs, do you?
Well, you know what I'm saying. But all I saw, Alderman walked that thing, and it was verified and promised and said it would not be changed. And I talked to Fred Clements, I talked to Jesse Weslowski, and he said there will be a trail there. It would be like a blacktop with, not really a blacktop, but like a rock with some kind of white thing. And it just got changed. I mean, how can these things be said that you're going to get it and then it's changed? This is what's bad about the city of Franklin. There's somebody here that can just change the rules and you know, and so there's no trail. We have that one by trail, which is nothing to do with what we were doing. Then they were going to put the sidewalk on the west side of 51st Street that started from where Cindy's is. Well, that was thrown out. I mean, everything has just changed, and I've been here since 68, so I got enough books on this that I got a library. So I just wanted to bring that up because I heard it brought up on the trail. And I think that trail should...
I think the city attorney wanted to address one of your questions.
I'm sure your question or any statements at the time, it was city and concerned citizens against quarry. The question would have been, how do we know that this trail is going to go in? And the answer is, because it's in the planned development district ordinance, so you don't have to worry about it. The quarry has to allow it to happen. The question was never in the world of, well, the common council itself decides 7 or 8 years later, because there's something new in the world called the Oakleaf Trail, that it's no longer interested for the citizens to have this trail. They'd sooner have that one. So it's really kind of a different question. It's kind of like if you would have asked me, do you have to collective bargain in Wisconsin with municipal employees? Last year, the answer is, yeah, you can depend on that. The law changed. So it's a different world.
But I mean, that's how things are changed here by the court. That's like, was the wetland field survey done to these properties, you know, on 51st Street there, where this is all that 21 acres of residential? And,
go ahead, sure.
You should have a field survey for the plan commission to look at, and the DNR shows several potential wetlands within the new burn, and I just feel that somebody should come up with it if we have one. And I hope before we leave and you vote that you should have an answer that meets the ordinance and verifies the DNR wetlands can produce the documentation that you did on this. And they already are working on barns. I mean, it's all tore up. And the other thing is, I mean, there's wetlands all over in that area. But does anybody have a field survey or all that?
Ms. Steele?
We did the best available information that we've been typically doing within the last couple of years. And based on that information, the only wetlands were on the possibly immediately north of the park property. So we require them to set back all land disturbing activities 50 feet from the property boundary. So that's the only wetland that shows up on our information, sewer pack information, and DNR information.
Well, then you must have a different map, because I've got provincial wetlands and the map wetlands. And there's a lot of them in there. So that's one thing I'd like to know about.
As Alderman Bergman used to say, so noted.
And then I want to know, why do we need to move the berm? Because in the UDO, in front of the book, there's an introduction, 15-1, intent of ordinance 1-1, A through B, things you can do, deny, I should say, stabilize and protect existing property value, and et cetera. There's a whole bunch. If you look at it, it'll tell you all the things you can deny. And definitely, it sure ruined our quality of life over there. And then took out, like, 5 houses. So there's more car tax is gone. And what does Payne and Dolan pay? $139,000 a year. Vulcan pays Kim $101,000 a year. So look what we pay for taxes. They ruin our quality of life, our roads, everything. And we just keep letting them do more and more and more. And then, I'm wondering, is this going to leave enough room for the trail that you guys keep talking about now, another trail around here? Because I don't know if you can sit there with the coins about the birds or not. And is there going to be a four-way on the first year, or is that forgotten? Because I know they talked about that. And is there going to be a bike trail? So that was, you know, and they're up to the back of Seabrook, and up to the limit by Drexel. So I just wondered where they are going to locate this bike trail. In fact, I think Bennett said he was hoping they had a bike trail. And
Mr. Bennett?
Yours might go in the air, too. So.
He had his hand up.
Yes, we have a bike trail on each side of 51st Street from Rossum to Drexel. Last time it was pavement marked. They didn't really mark it as a bike trail, but we have a 4-foot bike trail on each side. We don't feel that, at least in the foreseeable future, it will be a 4-lane roadway. But I remember the 51st Street is a major arterial highway, one of the few north-south pretty much through roadways that we have. And we think in the long distant future that it could be a 4-lane, could even be a divided highway, but not in our lifetimes. That would come, I would say, 30, 40, 50 years from now. I think our next reconstruction would still be a 2-lane highway. We probably would do turn lanes and all that intersection so we can, you know, handle better capacity at the intersection, because that's where it'll break down first.
But is there still going to be a bike trail on the west side of the university?
Bike trails. Well, first of all, they're bike lanes, not lanes. There was built a number of years ago when we repaved, we did widen that and put bike lanes, 4-foot bike lanes, or minimum bike lanes, but 4-foot bike lanes on each side. Now, the last time they pavement marked it, they only marked them as 3-foot, but they really are 4-foot bike lanes.
So then there's not going to be a bike trail?
I don't think there'll be a separate bike trail, but that the trails committees are working on that, looking to put a sidewalk on the east side, and the council has approved that for this year to Minnesota, and then the council has approved future funds to put a sidewalk from on the east side from Minnesota to Rossum.
But it should be on the west side, shouldn't it?
We're getting grants from the Elderly Housing Project. We're using block grants, and these sidewalks are being funded by block grants, which provide Clare Meadow residents to get to the intersection of Rawson and 51st Street to the shopping areas where they go to the pharmacy. And also, it's all being financed by Clare Meadow, so it really needs to be on the east side so the Clare Meadow residents, the elderly, can get to pharmacy.
It's not being funded by Clare Meadows. It's being funded because Clare Meadows gives us availability of community block grant.
Right.
Yeah. So then it won't be on the west side of 51st Street.
I can't tell you that someday in the future they wouldn't have a bike trail on that side.
Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to? Alderman Wilhelm? And this is a... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, former Alderman Shore brought up a lot of good points, and it brought back a lot of memories. One of the things that was mentioned was that the Environmental Commission was set up for the quarry monitoring. I started on the EC in 2000 and was never part of any quarry monitoring. What happened was there was a committee set up, and some members of the Environmental Commission sat on that committee. I think maybe Dave Fowler was on that committee at the time. And I think Mark Shore was one of the representatives of the Environmental Commission, so I just want to make that clear, because frequently I've been referred to as, you know, this person who spoke out a lot about the quarry. There was one instance when I did speak out about the quarry,
and that was when my kids were going to Pleasant View School. And I was concerned about the dust. A lot of people were complaining about that, so I did a little research on their DNR, if they have any violations, and I did find quite a few violations. I remember putting quite a packet together in the day of the fall, and if you still have it, I wouldn't mind having that back. But I was concerned at that time. I noticed that the particles came from silica when the Sternock was really involved in a lot of all that at the time. And I had gone to Pleasant View School PTA meeting and asked them if they would consider for the health, safety of the kids, it might have asked them something that could get support for a air quality monitor. So I'm very disappointed right now to learn that not only will we probably never see one at the school, that the DNR has stopped monitoring themselves and now we're taking, you know, like the fish garden hen for the fox garden hen house type thing. So it's it doesn't seem to me like that's protecting the health, the safety and welfare of the community by doing it that way. And it seems like this commission could add part of that new recommendation because the way the resolution was written, it says other conditions. So if you wanted to so add those other conditions, it seems like that might be appropriate thing to add. Another thing that kind of struck me odd was the it talks about the berms, and they are needed, as noted by Mr. Deedle, as part of the so-called benefits to prevent the dust and the noise from a business that's running. So to me, that seems like it is a business use, not a residential use. And we're kind of stretching it a little bit just to not allow them to move this berm on residential property. And if we rezone that for business, that would require a public hearing. So we're avoiding a public hearing by not doing that in that way. So I was just sitting here thinking, if the truck rental people, when they came in, and they needed to put up a berm between the different uses because there was a complaint about the noise, would we have made them go through different groups and special exceptions to put the berm on a property next to them or not? I could just envision as many questions that were here for them tonight, how many questions they would have gotten about putting a berm on an adjacent property. So I just want to make sure that there's an equal treatment there. And then you noted that in January of 2004, the trail was given over to the Oak Creek Trail. Everyone really likes the Oak Creek Trail. However, that removal of that, promises made, promises kept to many of the people that asked for that trail, and that was about the only concession, from my understanding, that they got from the quarry, that they got taken away, removed access for the majority of the 3rd District to get safely to the bike trail. It's really difficult to get down 51st Street. There are no sidewalks in the subdivisions of Old Pleasant View School. You can't get through there at all. So, and we're talking about people that have to cross Rawson Avenue when they're coming across the Hidden Lake. So there are apparently, census said 6,000 people in my district. 6,000 people that are now lacking a decent and safe access. And Mr. Bennett mentioned that there was a paved bike trail shoulder. It has got to be the narrowest paved bike trail shoulder. I would never allow my kids on that. And the restriping should be redone because it's only at about 3 feet at minimum. But I think one of the things you could be asking for is something back for the community. We're doing something for them. I don't think asking a trail down there for the people of the 3rd District and also the 5th District, who would also use this if we got the sidewalk down there. Originally, the people didn't want, and a lot of them still don't want, the sidewalk on their side of the street. I knew this council, the planning commission, would never put it on the other side. It was tried by previous aldermen. People wanted a safe access down there. Plan B was to put it in their front yards. it's a nice safe trail. It's good for the purpose. I'm fine with helping out the rest of the community, but we could also serve it on the other side. And if you can't get them to do something on the other side, maybe you could get them to come around the corner from Rawson Avenue when they're plowing the sidewalk and plow the sidewalk that was forced upon these people in front of their homes. And maybe that would at least be some small concession for the noise and the dust and the vibration and the cracking of these from the complaints that I hear from the people. And there's nothing as an alderman that I can do about those things, but I can ask for at least some minor concessions for the community. Thank you.
Anyone else in the room here? If you please could please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Charles Eggert. I live at 7728 South 51st Street. I've been a resident of Franklin for about 18 years, almost 18 years. I am not anti-quarry. I enjoyed snow blowing the sidewalk during the blizzard, the new sidewalk they put in. But I do have some concerns that I'd like to express. Number one, to kind of backtrack, I realize that sidewalk is far off the roadside for a purpose, and that's for future widening of the road. We know it's coming. Number two, about 10 years ago, I remember being at a meeting where the quarry had wanted to be allowed expansion towards Drexel, and they were given that at that time. They said that we're good for 100 years. That was one of the funny comments that were made before they'd have to do any more expansions. The reason that I feel they're moving these berms closer to the road is for future expansion. As far as aesthetic looks, there were trees that were just recently taken down, stumps that were ground, vegetation and ground cover that was destroyed, that has been standing there for quite a long time. And no matter what the landscape plan is that they have, I don't want to berm any closer to my residence. I just don't. Right now, tonight I've heard comment about dust. Yeah, it's dusty. I've heard comment about ground vibrations. You bet. Try living directly across the street from that quarry. These are pictures that I took within the last week, and I'll leave them for you because I've got multiple sets. These are pictures of my property. This is new cement, old cement, stoops that have fallen away from the house foundation, planters that had been cemented, anchored to the foundation properly, have settled and fallen. I've got settling of concrete front and back. There's not one chunk of pavement that I've got on my property that doesn't have a stressed or fractured crack in it. And I'm talking about major separation, stoops. The cement that was poured here was 6 to 8 inches in certain areas. And I realize some of it's older, some of it's newer. But you can take a look at this when you get a chance, and if anyone else wants to take a look at this, be my guest.
Okay, thank you.
The vibration when the blasts go off multiple times a day, we get much more than just vibration of pictures. Okay. When we talk about wetlands, I think that you're going to have to do a little bit more studying because we have recent maps that are available and have our access to, and if you want them, you're going to have to talk to Marge Shore, not me. But according to these maps, there is quite a bit of wetland, and it's not all north of the area that is being worked on. I was not able to be here at the last meeting, but I understand that you folks had said, let's hold off on everything, don't start anything until we proceed a little farther. Since that meeting, of course, have you been on 51st Street and seen what they've done? It's already in action. It's a said and done thing. Again, we have nothing to say or do about it. Mine was the only house that had three mature trees for the sidewalk that was taken down. One was a beautiful, beautiful maple. It was the most picturesque one on 51st Street. I've been given other trees. I appreciate it. Thank you. But
it's your money.
I just don't get it. I really don't get it. When you talk about how much that Payne and Dolan and how much they're paying for taxes, do you realize, and I know you do, the amount of damage that's done to the roadways from their equipment, from all the trucking that goes through, how much debris has to be picked up, not only by them, but by city crews? It's phenomenal. We appreciate the fireworks.
We appreciate their donations, wonderful fireworks. I think we got the best in all the communities. And they do a lot for the community as well. But I'm really afraid for those, along with myself, that live along 51st Street. This berm is something that, to me, does not need to be moved right now.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else over here?
Shirley Sim. I'm 7716 South 51st Street. I've been living here since 1937. I had a few years of no noise, and I enjoyed living here. But since then, since the quarry has come in, it's been horrible. I've gone in and out for the noise that it makes. I had a sister that lived on 58th and Drexel. Even with the big berms they have on Drexel, she couldn't take it. She had to move out of time. It was enough for her. And I just don't think that all of the blasting that they have, they don't pay any attention. We tell them something. I did notice after I've been calling now for the last 3 weeks, and I told them how bad they were. Now they're going and playing little ones in between. And when I went and talked to people about the blasting, they said, the ones that didn't notice the blasting, I said, are you home during the day? No. So they're the only ones that didn't notice that there was no blasting. I didn't hear any. But the ones that are home, they can hear it, and they can hear it. The pictures are going. You're shaking in there, and when you get scared sometimes. You think you're going to fall down when these blasts go. It's terrible. That we have to live in that all these years. And they don't try to do anything. They just keep on going to the point that, well, we're not doing anything wrong. We're doing our standards, but it's bad things that they're doing. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Is the microphone okay for you?
Penny Janoski, and I live in Brooklyn Heights. And I'm really concerned about this. Several years ago, we had all these fights with the quarries. I am so sick and tired of fighting damn quarries. It isn't funny. There is no reason to move a berm. This was all supposed to be in the PDD. Was supposed to be settled, done with. That was it. And that should be it. And if I have to go out door to door and start campaigning to recall people, I'll do it. I don't have the time, but I'll do it. Somehow I will fit it in. Because I am pushed to the edge. My house shakes so bad, it isn't funny. I've got a picture of my grandmother. It's a beautiful picture. It has moved. It has an oval within the frame. The picture has slid down that far from your bloody blast. And I've had cracks in my walls. My house shakes like you wouldn't believe. And this is a prelude. Payton Dolan is not a good neighbor. Not at all. And like I said, if this goes forward, I will be out there campaigning. I'll be knocking on every door I can.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Deborah Neiman. I'm at 5088 West Evergreen Street. The side and back of my house faces 51st Street and the quarry. And again, as the other residents, I haven't been very pleased with the things that are going on with the quarry. It's there, and so be it. But my question I have, living with the quarry's problems, what is the reason why, or who made the decision about them moving the berms? Was it Payne and Dolan, or was it the city of Franklin?
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Payne and Dolan, the applicant, asked for the berms to be installed, right?
Correct.
What is the reason why?
The rationale, if I understand it, was to make it more aesthetical, more pleasing for the community, and to provide some sort of sound barrier or vibration barrier. Am I right?
And to remove some of the overburden in the areas they're taking.
Okay, with the existing berms that they've had, with their decision on moving them and building higher berms, I don't know what their reasoning is. I just have a feeling myself that down the road, Pina Dolan has other issues of either expanding or Vulcan expanding, and I hope we don't see that in the future.
I would never support that, ever.
Well, you may not, but other people may. But it's just been very hard living with the quarry. I have nothing against them. I'm sure they do a lot for the community and the city. It's just I wish that they would work more with the residents living there, because we live there and pay our taxes too, just like they do. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak that we have talked about? Not. Is there a motion to return to regular business?
So moved. Second.
So moved. Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Mr. Beadle. Now, we went through the things that I had asked you to bring back today. It seems to me that there's still, sounds like there's a desire to have more discussions with planning staff regarding air quality, vibration monitoring. DNR is not making, doing the sampling. I personally think that the city or something should come to the Common Council regarding that. Alderman Wilhelm has brought up some health concerns. She represents 6,000 people in, across the street from that. That in and of itself should be the impetus for bringing back something to the Common Council. The issue that actually is on the agenda is not the site plan amendment for the berm. My recollection that passed at the last plan commission meeting. What is on the agenda is a landscape plan for the enlargement enhancement of existing earthen berm located there. And as Alderman Wilhelm said, when the plan commission is looking at this, whether to approve or not approve or to make suggestions, that they do have the ability of proposing recommendation or conditions on this. One of the conditions that I guess I'd have right off the bat is that I think at the last meeting there was some discussion about Payne and Dolan meeting, having neighborhood meetings, and sending out letters to the individuals surrounding the quarry. I don't know if that's occurred or not. And hearing that that's never happened. So I did ask, and I thought that I thought the response was that that was going to occur. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. They did send out a letter to certain neighbors. I suspect they didn't send it to all these people. I believe they've indicated they'd be willing to send the letter to more people if need be. They have also indicated that they always offer to have one-on-one meetings, but they weren't too interested in having a neighborhood-wide meeting, although I did warn them that this conversation was going to occur tonight.
Okay. So on the issue that we have here is the landscaping, correct?
Correct.
So why don't you make the presentation?
From the landscaping standpoint, we're comfortable with the plan. However, one of the major components was adding some native landscaping. They didn't make that revision, so I was recommending that they replace the honey locust with bur oak, red maples be replaced with white oak, and the white pines be replaced with shagbark hickory. Although if there were other species that would be more preferable to the Plant Commission, I would be open to that, because there are some alternate selections that could be chosen too. So those are my suggestions or recommendations. But if the Plant Commission had different ones. But that was a specific comment statement that it'd be native species, and so that was the only concern that we had with the landscaping plan.
Mr. Deedle, with some of the concerns that were raised here was that there may be wetlands, and that there are maps that may or may not have been shared with you. I think Marge Shore has a map. I haven't seen it, but it looks like she has a map out there that shows that there's wetlands there. Is the council actually able, or the plan commission, able to move forward on this at this time? Or, do you have an answer regarding the wetlands?
If there are wetlands out there, then they should not be filling them in.
Well,
if
I mean,
the wetlands are in
the fact of the matter is, do you know whether there are or aren't wetlands?
The information that I looked at, the preliminary information that we've been using for projects the last couple of years, did not show any wetlands out there, so we're not aware of any.
Mr. City Attorney,
here's a simple thought: this best available information that the planning manager is talking about, that makes life a little easier from an administrative standpoint, but I'm not aware of any particular case whatsoever where it's best available information and somebody else stands up and says, well, here's some easily obtainable information that shows something different. I recommend that you table this, staffs to find out what's there in terms of wetlands before proceeding further. Table it to the next.
Yeah, I mean, whether this be a violation of city ordinances or whatever, that if there are wetlands there, we have issues with the state of Wisconsin, the DNR. I guess that needs to be put in place now. I guess the question is, do the applicants have the ability of moving forward on the construction of the berm, or if we table this matter, are we only tabling the landscaping issue? Signature.
The one rare meeting I missed was the meeting this was first here, so I'm not conversing with all the details. I would suggest that staff simply get out there tomorrow. I know there's no longer a drainage engineer on staff, but see what the score is. This is being done subject to soil disturbing permits. Mr. Bennett knows how to issue a stop work order. And this could all be wrong. I mean, it could be the wrong map or something, and it might not be true.
Yeah.
But there's a reasonable basis to go out there and do that. So that's how you handle that.
Yeah. Do that tomorrow. I'll give you a directive now to go out there and do that.
Yes, sir.
And I guess the entire issue would have to be laid over, correct?
Or just well, this is here for landscaping. That's
yeah.
all it's here for.
Yeah.
So just table it.
All right. Mr. Fowler?
I'd like to support Commissioner Micklick's call for some type of indication on their landscape plans, if possible, a right-of-way for a sidewalk on that. I understand that they don't control all the property along the west side of 51st Street, and that was they made that very clear at the last meeting. I still understand that they cannot dictate what Vulcan will do, who owns the property to the north. But it would be nice to have us in position, at least shown on the landscape plan or through some type of letter or some other indication that we might get some right-of-way along there. And I know I'll defer to Jack on this.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, the ultimate half right-of-way is 60 feet. I think it would be advantageous to get either a reservation or a dedication of that 60 feet. And for a future, road does have to be widened. It could be possibly widened on the west side so it doesn't get closer to the houses, which I think would be advantageous to the residents. It looks like they're going to get a sidewalk, which they probably don't want. But at least in the future, if we could widen to the west side, and then in the future, that would give enough right-of-way for a trail, if that was a decision to put a trail on. And thirdly, it would give us the necessary right-of-way we need in the future to widen to improve the intersection of Rawson and 51st Street, which we were unable to do with our stimulus grant because we could not obtain right-of-way because the state wanted the stimulus money used so fast. If you had to obtain right-of-way, your project would not be approved. So if there's anything that comes about in the future that we need could build, and we needed to do it fast, if we had the right-of-way, there would be an advantage that way, too. So I guess I would like to second that and have them ask go with a full 60-foot of right-of-way, and that's the ultimate width of the street.
Alderman Skronsky, Mr. Micklick, and then Mr. Fowler.
Yeah, I question, and sidewalks, and I'm a bigger proponent of sidewalks, and it's good, but all of a sudden, now we have sidewalks on both sides of the street, or proposed, and then the side that everybody's talking about, probably eventually there ain't going to be any houses on that side of the street, and everybody's gonna that lives in that area is on the east side of the street. So I'm questioning, that side of the street is going to have nobody living there, and they're going to have to cross the road to get to it. It seems a little weird to have it there when the sidewalk's on the east side where all the people are at. That's my question.
Mr. Meckley?
I would just like to amend the amendment to take into account the complete street methodology, which isn't really being thought of yet in our community, but in Minnesota, for instance, they've been able to save a lot of money, both in initial construction and ongoing maintenance, by instead of widening the traffic-bearing part of the throughway. Instead, you build a complete street, which is the same two lanes of traffic. And then on the right and on the left, you have bike and pedestrian lanes. And those are only possible if you plan ahead and make sure that that space is there when a neighboring business is moving a berm, for instance. Also, there are certain federal grant opportunities that are only available to people who are improving a complete street rather than a simple widening. So let's make sure now we're not just thinking about a sidewalk or a trail. We're thinking about improving the street according to best practices, whatever those practices are at the time.
Where would we find an example of that around here?
An example of complete streets? We won't find complete streets around here.
Okay. All right. There was a suggestion by the city attorney that we table this matter until, I guess, the questions are the staff has the ability of researching the information and bring it back. I would also like to, I don't think it's in the packet, but the portion of the PDD that talks about the requirement of having berming. I think I'd like to have you and maybe the city attorney and director of administration take a hard look at that language and see if, in fact, maybe Mr. Bennett, if that's a hard and fast requirement that cannot be undone unless the Common Council revisits the PDD, or if that's something that is discretionary in nature. And then the continuance of your research on whether berming actually helps to minimize the disruption to the neighbors. Statistical evidence, whether it be from the neighbors in the area, or there must be other, are there other quarries in Wisconsin? Or? Okay.
Yes.
I bet you Marge could probably tell you where a couple of them are. They probably put berming in. And there must be some statistical evidence as to whether that is a good or bad thing. Maybe Payne and Dolan and Vulcan, it seems to me Vulcan had like 5,000 mines in the world, so they might have some stats on this stuff. I think they mine in, I'm looking at Mars, but I think they mine in South Africa, if I remember. They're all over the world. So. Okay. Mr. Haley and then Alderman Skronsky.
I guess I'd just like to make a few observations. One, if I'm understanding this, the item before us is approval of the landscape plan, not the berm plan.
Right.
To lay over the landscape plan doesn't preclude them moving ahead on berms. Certainly there are issues with wetlands, but there are ways to verify before construction that we're in compliance with state and local laws on that issue. That said and done, let's focus on the landscape plan. Discussion has been said about making accommodations for trail. If we look on the landscape plan that's submitted to us that we are being asked to approve, there's two notations on here. One that says existing trees in project area will be saved and relocated if feasible. The other says that Payne and Dolan will work with the City of Franklin on providing the appropriate width right-of-way along Drexel Avenue for a future bike path. Now, that's a strong statement. If we feel we need to see that strengthened or added to include 51st Street, I would recommend that we do that. But I'm hearing that the commitment is there. We can strengthen those words if that's the desire of this committee. But we're being asked to respond to a landscape plan. Further, relative to staff's comments, I don't want to get into a debate over it. To the best of my knowledge, and I have a little bit of experience in this area, all of the trees that they're proposing in their planting plan are native to southeastern Wisconsin. The recommendations, therefore, I guess the recommendations from staff to replace them are probably not necessary or warranted. I might recommend that in the interest of greater diversity, that all of the species are included in some sort of a mix. But all of the plants that they have submitted are, in fact, native to southeastern Wisconsin. You could argue about whether they would grow on this side of the hill or that. Your recommendations for substitutions are also very valid ones, and I would advocate for greater diversity and maybe using some combination of all of them, but that's just my professional opinion on what we've got here. I have no reason to believe that what they've proposed here are not native species, which is, in fact, what I asked for at the last meeting. Comments?
Alderman Skotsky, and did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Haley about we're here to look at the landscape plan. That's it. That's what we should look at.
Well, and I agree with that, but at the last meeting, I asked for reports on all of this.
Yep.
I asked that there be neighborhood meetings, and I asked that there be meetings with the neighbors, with the staff, and I've also subsequently asked that that we look at particulate matter, and we look at vibrations, and we look at examples of best practices in other communities. So we're now getting to the berm issue that was on the agenda.
And the other factor that's been a part of history with regard to trees is, while it may seem that the quarry's been there forever and will be there forever, and indeed the plan is that it will not. And so with regard to species, the question would be, how fast will they grow? How long will they live? I don't think we need trees that are going to last 100 years here. I think there's more of an interest in faster-growing species that would last perhaps 40 to 50 years, but would sooner become larger and more attractive. So if, to the extent that that may be a consideration in selection of species, I think that would add to the aesthetics rather than the trees that would take a long time to grow and might last decades longer than what we might reasonably expect these firms to be in place.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Is there a motion to table to the... well, to a time when the department can come back with answers to these questions, wetland issues, all the things that have come up.
I had one last comment.
Okay, let me see if I can get an answer.
I will make a motion to table until such time as the issues that have been mentioned on the record this evening have been addressed by staff and there is a matter for the Planning Commission to act on.
Second. Okay, under discussion, Mr. Fowler.
And I agree with Commissioner Haley that language is on Drexel. But again, I would like to add that language to include parts of 51st Street that Painesville and now have under their control. So that was where I was heading with that. So not only include Drexel, but also include South 51st Street on the property that Painesville. If they could put that on the plan sheet, that would be, I think, a good thing for the citizens in that area and show some good faith there.
All right, we have a motion that's on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now we will turn to those other items like Mrs. Rickey's and who's been also sitting there patiently. I hope you can all appreciate that the rationale as to why we took this issue up. We are talking about blasting of materials close to residential homes. So with that, I'm going to return back to the regular order business as soon as I find my agenda. let's take Mrs. Rickey's, unless that's going to be a big issue, and then we'll go right to the other one, because I think that there's probably going to be quite a bit of discussion on TZ management. I just have a feeling. So on item E, Mrs. Rickey's structured daycare. Mr. Beadle?
No public hearing or anything on this item. The applicant, the owner of the property, would like to put up or enlarge their fenced area for the playground for the children. However, that would extend into an easement. And not only a utility easement, but I believe a cross-access easement And any and there's also a section in the UDO that requires any fences in the front yard for non-residential zoning districts have to be approved by the Plan Commission. So that's why the matter is before the Plan Commission, to get your approval to put a fence in the front yard. Staff is recommending approval with a couple caveats and notes which are noted in the staff report and in the resolution. We're considering this a temporary solution, that they can keep the fence there until such time as the property to the south would develop. Then we'd want to reevaluate this issue to see if the fence would be still okay or if we would want that cross access. And also that they need the approval of the people with those easements to make sure that they have their approval to put the fence up as well. With those two conditions, staff is recommending approval.
I guess I'd just make one comment, and that's that the owner of Mrs. Ricky's has in the business, I've got nothing but compliments since they've been in place, and that they run a great establishment. But Alderman Skransky, you probably know establishment much further or better than I do.
Yeah, very much so, and it was great to have this daycare center there. They do and service the community with a great business. I've talked to, this is not Miss Ricky, she had a emergency that she had to go to for the family, and this lady here is representing her in her place. I support this 100%. I assisted the owner in getting the permission from ACT, the high tension people, the electric company, and they have letters on record having no problem with this. This is something that is so trivial for the time that had to be spent between staff and everything else for this business to extend the fence into the right-of-way, which both authorities of that area have no problem whatsoever. It's a 4-foot fence just to expand the play area for the children. There is plenty area that the electric company can go over there without even touching that fence to service their wires, to make sure everything is protected and taken care of. These are the things I go ballistic about that is so trivial when somebody wanted to do this. There was no structure here. There's nothing. They're enhancing it, making it nice for the kids because the kids are not going to play on rocks or anything. But to go through all this just for that is sometimes so much out of place, it's unbelievable. I support it 100%.
Alderman, would you be willing to make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the installation of a front yard fence for the property located at 11224 West Forest Home Avenue?
I do.
Is there a second? The move seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Mr. Haley.
I just have one question because I understand what the Alderman was saying about ATC understanding. Are they apprised of the fact that there would be a fence encroaching the easement at this point in time, the original development of the complex? And I'm supportive of the fence. I have concerns. ATC obviously has reasons that they need those easements and right-of-ways open, accessible for emergency repairs and things like that. So my only question is, we're about to put a small 4-foot fence in that, of course, in an emergency, they could trample right down and get through. Are they aware that there's a proposed encroachment in the easement, and is it consistent with the language of the easement?
Mr. Deal?
I think they're aware, but I wasn't aware that we had anything in writing yet.
Alderman Skransky?
Yes, they do. I have a copy of the letter, and I'm surprised the letter hasn't been given to Mr. Deal. And I made sure that it was by the authorizing agent of the high tension lines. Yes, and when I talked to Mrs. Sakura, which is the representative of We Energies in this area, they both concur, no problem. They go ahead with it. And like Commissioner Hayden says, they don't even have to touch that fence because there's so much right away there. And it really, the southern portion from this property is so open because it's a hill going up. They have plenty of room to do anything they want. So, but there is letters, and I will make sure that Mr. Deedle gets a copy of that letter on file because I'm surprised it's not there.
All right, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 6 ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. Vertical Fitness Group, is that item D? Mr. Public hearing is continued. Now, this is, I believe when this first came in, it was Gold's Gym, and now it's been renamed. And outside of that,
all the proposals and everything that came in is pretty much the same. Is that correct?
Yes. Although most of the information is verbal, we haven't gotten a lot of information in writing, but verbally we have been told that everything is the same on the outside, that that what they've indicated before, that they were going to do minor site restoration to the building, to the parking lot, to the landscaping, all that will continue, although we don't have all of that in writing. And we don't have the details about the inside use, but we have checked the website for what they typically do, and it looks okay to us. So we would still feel more comfortable having more detailed information, but we are recommending approval.
All right. And Ms. Bennett?
Is this a new DC from Gold? This isn't Golden Jam?
No, it's a different tenant.
Oh, a different tenant.
Right. Planet Fitness.
And your name and address for the record?
My sir? Name is John Kuhn. I'm with Siegel Gallagher. I represent the ownership of the building. If you have any questions for your name,
okay.
Address is 700 North Water Street, Milwaukee 5802. Also, here's Tyler Pete as a representative of Planet Fitness if you have any questions.
Right. Any questions? Is there a motion to suspend regular order of business to allow Alderman Wilhelm to speak?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved. Oh, I'm sorry. Public hearing first. Let me just do that. Yeah. As far as the public hearing, I'm going to ask, are there any individuals wishing to speak during the public hearing? Perhaps an alderman would want to speak. Psychic.
I only had a question about the maintenance. I frequently have concerns about this little strip of land. And I'm not sure if this case who will be managed after the change of ownership, or I read the documents that they were responsible for keeping this, the outside net. Is that going to include that little strip of land that always gets forgotten between the mobile station and the sale? Is that something you'd like to have taken care of? Yes, I'd like to know if who will be taking care of it. Well, it's because it has nothing to do with this tenant.
That's due to the ownership of the property.
And we'll make sure
make sure that they're aware of that and make sure that strip of land is always done.
And just for the
anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing, the continued public hearing on this item? Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public hearing on this item. And unless there's comments or objections, I'm going to ask, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution posing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for a physical fitness facility use upon property located at 6543 South 27th Street?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Just want to comment and that I want to thank you very much for bringing this to our city. That Jewel Osco building has been vacant, and I wish you much success in that area. And hopefully, it was in today's paper, Dunham Sports. Also is looking to be in there, so I want to thank you again for bringing your business to Franklin. If there's anything that we can do, please let us know, and I would agree totally with the alderman. I would work as closely as possible with the alderman for the area.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor, we're at CDA in the 27th Street hearing. I will be in contact with him, seeing it's a new business coming in order to support them and help them along the way.
Okay. All right, next item, let's try TZ Management. How's that one? TZ Management LLC, Fields Restaurant, Bar, Franklin. Mr. Deedle, that's item F.
There was a public hearing held in this matter at the last Plan Commission meeting. The applicant and staff had requested that no action be taken at the meeting so they could have more time to review staff comments and some revisions to their plans. Although there was one person who spoke, and I do think they expressed some concerns with the project. Otherwise, The applicant has submitted some additional information, some revised information. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions and suggestions. Conditions are generally relating to additional details about the outdoor seating area, the area that they want to have weddings. Essentially, we want to know, you know, are they providing any additional amenities, or landscaping, structural elements, those kinds of things. And then the suggestions would be more specific in terms of those regards. And the reason we're bringing that up is this property is located within the 27th Street District. They do not have to meet the 27th Street standards. History has been that staff and the Planning Commission have also encouraged existing owners, whenever they're doing something, to come into compliance or get closer to compliance with those 27th Street standards, even though they're not required to yet. And in a degree and element that's comparable to the amount of change they're asking for. So again, this owner is asking for a use that used to be here. This owner is not making any major revisions to their site, so we're not asking for any major changes to come closer to those 27th Street standards, but we are asking for some smaller ones. But again, most of the recommendations are just additional details. The suggestions are the ones that get close to those, you know, additional pedestrian amenities, additional landscape islands in the parking lot would be the suggestions. The more concrete recommendation would be like, we need a refuse enclosure for the garbage dumpsters, and some additional information to justify the parking reduction. Other than that, we're recommending approval.
I think there's been a lot of confusion over this particular issue, especially in the community, and that's because I think there's this perception that if Kohl's Corporation came in, or Caterpillar, or Northwestern Mutual wanted to build some more towers over there, that somehow this would stand in the way of that development. And my understanding is they have a lease agreement with the property owners. If the property owners decide that they want to bring in a nice development for that property, that they have to negotiate with the, well, they have that as part of their lease agreement. And so I think there's been a lot of discussion about, well, this is going to ruin the whole plan for 27th Street, and we're caving on all this stuff. And I don't think there's any issue here at all. And when we met with the applicants right from the get-go, they explained that this is a lease agreement, and if the owner wants to bring in something different, that they'll sit down and they'll work it out. And in fact, I think one of the things I said was, who knows? Maybe they want to have you on the first floor of the building, or maybe they have the restaurant at the very top. I think what now, on the other hand, is we also could be waiting 200 years for something to come in there. This community, if I've heard one thing in this community, they want quality restaurants here. This is a quality restaurant. The second thing I hear most often is they want a banquet facility. You're going to have a banquet facility for over 300 some individuals. I mean, I've heard lots of proposals that this person's working on something, that person's working on something. You've got it. It's here now. We've got something for Franklin, so the people in Franklin don't have to continue to go outside of the community to have their events. I mean, I think it's a total insult that we don't have facilities like that. So I don't see that this bars any future development. This isn't like when the guys wanted to put up the batting cages on 27th Street where Northwestern Mutual was. If the city at that time had approved that type of business, yeah, it would have taken an act of God to remove them, and you probably would have lost the opportunity forever for Northwestern Mutual. This is not the same situation. And I'm hearing all this worry about, from my perspective, nothing. And on top of that, we're getting, until such time as the towers we all want, we're getting something that everybody in the community wants. I think they're also looking at trying to improve the sporting facilities. I'm a golfer, well, at least like I have golf clubs. But I know lots of people that go outside of Franklin to use these golf simulators, and these are becoming big, big deals. So I hope that I'm going to urge the plan commissioners to vote in favor of this, and let's get this thing in and wish people well. I think the applicants and my meetings with them are really, really special people, and going to bring a lot to our city.
Do you have a motion?
I do have a motion. It's a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a restaurant, bar, banquet facility. I can't believe I'm reading it. Banquet facility and year-round indoor golf simulators upon property located at 11027 South 27th Street.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Alderman Skransky?
No, I just think it's great. Again, we're getting a building that has been vacant and standing there to a very productive and useful means, in which it was at the time. And I welcome them and look forward to working with you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also my understanding that the Oakleaf Trail is going to might come through this area, and I understand there's been some contact between the county and this particular property owner, and they seem very willing to work with the county, and I think it would be a great facility for bikers and hikers on that trail.
Good for business.
Have a facility like this to.
You know, I can hear the bells ringing. We're going to have some of our first wedding banquets in Franklin, where they have to go outside of it. You can see I'm excited about this.
Have me a deal.
And I better get the vote first, right? The motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. I would very much like to thank you for being patient with us, sitting through these long meetings, putting up with government, and thank you so much for choosing Franklin to come in and build. I greatly appreciate that. I hope the relationship is going to be for another 400 or 500 years, and then that's it. Then you have to go.
Welcome. We'll see you soon. Thank
yes,
you.
Welcome. Okay. Okay. We had the sixth zip on that one. Yes, Vertical Fitness. We're back to the minor site plan amendments. Mr. Deal.
Public hearing on this one.
All right, Mr. Fuchs, could you please read the public notice?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, July 21st, 2011 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the County Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by the City of Franklin for an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text by way of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text, section 15-7.0107, pertaining to minor site plan amendments. The proposal would allow for the administrative approval by the planning manager of minor site plan changes after a site plan has been approved by the Plan Commission or the Common Council as part of a larger composite approval.
All right, I'm going to open this item up for a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak during the public hearing? Yes.
Method of notice so they would know who have any questions or concerns that might arise.
Spiegel?
It was generally from my standpoint. I have a concern. I have a concern that I may not be granting as many of these as the Common Council and Plan Commission wants. So if I thought that there would be support for such a minor amendment and I was reluctant to do so, then I would contact. That was one of the thoughts. I was afraid that I may be too reluctant to do this. So what happens
if you and I aren't on the same page and you have one concern and I have another concern, but we can't even match our concerns because I don't know that you're considering it in the first place? What's the method? I just wonder, what's the method to make sure that anyone would know about
these,
because if they're just going to go through, there wouldn't be any way to
notify. I think we would still utilize the routing slip method.
Okay.
I have somebody telling me that they are.
Could you maybe add that the routing slip would be used? Would that be appropriate?
If it's fine with the Plan Commission, it's fine.
It's fine with me.
Okay.
Fine with you, Mr. Ritter?
I'm not familiar with the routing slip method, so I'm looking forward to staff's explanation of it.
For the record, no comment.
It is the method that we use to notify the alderman of the district, the staff who need to review the project, and the mayor. And the alderman of the district immediately adjacent to the property, if it's adjacent to another district, to let them know that we have received a formal application for something. So we do this for every application we receive. We send an email or a hard copy. A few people prefer hard copy or an email to all those to let them know we've received the information. It's just one brief paragraph saying what it is, and if they have any questions, to contact us.
I appreciate that explanation. I would also request, as I did at the ad hoc development process review committee meeting, that when something has been approved, that planning commission members and common council members who may have participated in approval of what was previously approved be notified of the change, so that when they see the actual project developing, that they'll be aware that there has been some change from what they thought was previously approved. So, but that doesn't. I wouldn't expect that to be in advance. I would expect that to be after. Just a courtesy notification to be aware that it's not going to be exactly what you thought it was previously acted on.
Okay, Ms. Fowler.
Would this be something that we might want to have come to the council or the planning commission as a regular order of business? That there anything that was approved by planning staff, we're just notified. We're not going to have it as an action item on our agenda. But it would be something that you would just say, we did these items that were done, so that the entire planning commission would understand.
You know, that would be nice, is to have a report of all the things that the planning commission
from the previous planning commission.
Could be distributed to the planning commission packets, I would think.
Yeah, you know. Just so we know, and if we have questions, we're able to ask just a few questions. There's no approval necessary.
If we don't like it, we can yell at you.
Yeah, we can make a stand.
Right. Okay. Is there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Seeing no one, I'm going to close the public hearing. And Mr. Beadle, what's your pleasure?
We are recommending approval of this change.
Okay. Is that a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text, Chapter 15-7.0107, pertaining to minor site plan amendments, Mr. Dunn?
After all these years, you can read my mind.
Okay, is that correct?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Mr. Fowler?
Just as long as we understand that the recommendations made by planning commissioners are included in that motion. And all right.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan. Apparently, the members of the CDA did not stick around for the presentation, but.
Sure, I did.
One did. Members of the CDA, and as soon as the Ford Franklin Committee is up and running, and by the way, I would suggest strongly that you give copies of these to the aldermen.
Take your seat.
These are two discs, or anyone else wishing to handle them. These are two discs. One is the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan. One is the Tickner Report. One is the Franklin First Report. Common Council minutes pertaining to those subjects, I'm guessing?
70-30,
okay. And that's because the goal of economic development is to try and achieve the 70-30. 2004 Crossroads Trade Area Plan is included in this disc. 2005 South 27th Street Corridor Plan. 2006 Franklin Marketing Narrative. Looking over at Mr. Micklig, I said at the CDA meeting that there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, we really don't have this and we don't have anything to go on. Actually, what this is showing is that we have lots of things to talk about and promote the city. We haven't got Brad Anderson's stuff for the Franklin Educational and for Recreation Department, but every other city that usually has recreation under them, they advertise that
big time, then we should do that as well. Actually, we should be marketing and advertising anything that's positive about the city of Franklin, and there's a lot, and I think we're going to find out even more as we go through those. You have the 27th Street Animation Project that's on here, 27th Street Streetscape Manual. As I said to the members of the CDA tonight, that we have a manual that we've had joint meetings between the two communities. And by the way, I did talk to Mayor Bolander about getting together and reestablishing a 27th Street corridor plan, and he's all in favor of that. And I think I asked somebody of the executive director of the CDA to schedule a meeting between the two communities. Streetscape manual, there's been lots of discussion. There's been between the two communities about what types of things they'd like to see, but there's never really been anything that's gone in a budget document that supports the financing for any of this. And I don't know what you guys do or experience you've had, but usually if you don't have it's not in the budget, it's not going anywhere. 2007 Economic Resource Guide. Now, is that the heart brochure, the one that Doug Wheaton had put together?
Yes.
Okay. And then you have the 2010 Top Companies in Franklin that's part of that. And this is just the initial material just to get the CDA members and the Forward Franklin members starting to collect data and to begin to understand that you don't have to reinvent the wheel, because we already have, all of you have put together a comprehensive master plan that has all these elements already in there and strategies that are attached to them. So, Mr. Ritter?
With regard to distribution of those, are all those available on the city website? Is there anything that shouldn't be available on the city website?
Mr. Deal?
Most of them are available on the city website, but not all of them.
Well, I would suggest then that be considered, that because, there's a lot of good stuff there, and we want that to be available to those who might be looking for places, that are favorable to development that they'd like to do. So that might be one thing that the CDA would look at, or the technology committee, or whoever it would be. How can we use the city website to make these things available in an attractive manner? And then how can we let the elected officials, the appointed officials, know, you don't have to get CDs for this stuff. You can go to the website and, maybe distribute links or things like that, so that we'll know that, A, they are available, and they're available to anybody who, whether they're an elected appointed official or a business person or whatever, has some interest in pursuing development, right?
Well, and on that note, we live in this age now with the smartphones, and I think I was talking to Mr. Deedle about this. I know I was talking to Alderman Skronsky about it. You have to push your technology out. You have to get your information out, and you've got to make it so that it's in a more mobile format, so that people don't. These days, they're not going to spend a whole lot of time going and investigating. You got to get it out there, and it's got to be available. I mean, ideally, we should have an app for all these phones for Franklin. I mean, that's the kind of things that we should have. And I talked to Sue Black. I think I may have mentioned this to you about the county park system having marketing information that's available, and we'd like to include all of that in the packets and promote all of the amenities of the county park system, but not just those that are in Franklin, but those things that are around Franklin.
It makes noise too.
So that's my report on the comprehensive master plan. I don't have anything really to report on the mayoral ad hoc development review process. And then we'll turn to the Trails Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. At my request, Nick Jukes prepared a memo that talks about what our initial charge had been as a committee to work on the 51st Street sidewalk. And he actually went above and beyond what I thought he would do. He did an excellent job of putting the history together of where we are and what we have come to. He also attached something that the committee had asked for from the engineering department and the planning staff, which was a cost estimate for the sidewalks that would go along 51st Street from where they stop now at the Clare Meadows, going up to Rawson and then north of Rawson. I subsequently met with the mayor, Jack, and the city manager, and we had a long discussion about the funding issues for the sidewalk going up to Rawson and north of Rawson. And we are seem to be all in agreement that the sidewalks will be going up to Rawson and north of Rawson. I think there's still some discussion to be had about whether this, the north of Rawson sidewalks will be on the west and east side, or if they will only be on one side, which at this point, if we're only going to do one side, it seems to be, I think we were, there was some consensus reached that it might be the west side that would have to, again, go back to our Trails Committee for further discussion, because, again, I think we were the ones charged with that duty. And I think there are diversity of opinions on our Trails Committee about whether we should have two sidewalks, one sidewalk, et cetera. So the purpose of this memo was to be presented to the Common Council, present to the Planning Commission, let us know where we are and what we've come, what we've already arrived at on the 51st Street area, and then take it to the Council to the August 2nd Council meeting and present it to the Council that basically the first charge that we were given has been nearly completed by the Trails Committee, and that, you know, looking for their action and kind of remind them that we have done what they've asked us to do, that they have to step forward, and that there's funding to be had and how they're going to proceed. And I would like to suspend the regular order of business so that we have a Trails Committee member in the audience, and we also have two Trails Committee members, John and Kevin, here. This memo is in circulation to the committee for comment, and I'm looking forward to hearing from their comments. So I make a motion.
There's a motion to suspend regular order of business to allow, I would assume you're talking about Alderman Wilhelm. So, committee member. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Well, I'm just now reading it. So, as a member of the Trails Committee, will this be coming before the Trails Committee or just electronic comments back regarding the document?
Well, at this point, we were planning to go to the Council on August 2nd, as we talked about at the committee meeting. But there's no reason if the committee, electronic comments would be sufficient in my eyes, but if the committee members here think we should wait and go to the next Council meeting and have, we will not have a meeting. I think our next meeting is August 11th. Unfortunate chamber of dates, but we can postpone that and come back at a later date to the Council.
Well, since you're not planning on having it come before the Trails Committee and go directly to the Council, it's really important that the Commission members, and including the people that were on the grant, understand that this is their final time to comment and there's no meeting being held on this document. And none of the members got a chance to see this. I would have thought it would came there first, but I appreciate the work you put into it. There are some corrections I would make, including the work of Commissioner Micklin and also myself on the Safe Routes to School grants. I think that those should be well noted. And it took John and I a tremendous amount of time to land the second grant. The first one I pretty much did on my own, but the second one, John spent a lot of hours and put up with a lot of time with me making him do a lot of work. So he should get some. Yeah. And it's really hard to kind of read out here and make the comments, but we also have the one last requirement on August 1st, and I'm not sure if that's in here because the screen is awfully small for me to be trying to read. Get everything together, but that would be the part of the last part of the grant. So I don't know as if we've really settled up on how we're doing that yet.
Well, this memo is not really, this is only to address what the Trails Committee has done. It really was not to address the Safe Routes to School. That is a separate issue that we're going to do at a later date. This just kind of gives a history of where we are. The Safe Routes, this is basically the deal with 51st Street, but it talks about what the committee has done. It's not to end, because Safe Routes to School is going to continue after the 51st Street corridor, I would say, is completed. So Safe Routes to School is a separate portion. This document is only to document what we've done. Any additions about the Safe Routes to School here would be of historical nature only, of informational nature.
Well, then, not historical nature, it will have happened on August 1st.
Sure, we could add that. I would suggest that we add that.
But I guess one of my concerns is I'm not even very comfortable that that's completely set up yet.
It is. The Bicycle Federation will be taking part in the National Night Out event on August 1st.
Okay, so do we know what the Trail Commission's role will be? Because they should probably be in attendance for that, I would think.
The Bicycle Federation, the police department is still working out some of the details, but it is...
Okay.
It's
coming up pretty quick, so they'll probably want to at least know the date and that it has been, you know, finalized to at least some extent so that they should be in attendance to support that. And it's a great night to go out and...
If it's not hot.
They have the water thing now. You can sit there and we'll dunk you in it. And the mayor, you did it last time, didn't you?
Is it the role of the chair? Okay, I can walk.
Yeah.
As long as you don't hurt me.
I did it the longest, and I couldn't walk for 2 days afterwards.
And then on a second note, there are an addition, and again, this was my error. I think I was not clear to Nick. There are four options for what the Trail Commission would proceed with. It was not completely my intention that would go to the August 2nd council meeting. I think I was unclear. It was all on me. I was not clear to Nick about that. I would prefer that those options not go to the council meeting on the 2nd, but the committee has not had a chance to look at those, not even had a chance to discuss those. And I'm looking for a lot of feedback from my committee members. So I think, were those distributed, the options?
Just to the Trails members.
Yeah, just to the Trails members, electronically, so they've seen those. Basically, I'll read these options, and these are my draft, and Nick made, and there are a few minor corrections that I have, so... Well, the first option would be that the Trails Committee would continue our work on 51st Street and the Safe Routes to School grant, and then organize and facilitate a grant committee working group to work on grants for the City of Franklin. And after these tasks are completed, the Trail Committee, I don't know what the word would be abolished, dismissed, given keys to the city and told to go away. What's that?
Keys to the city.
Keys to the city. Option two would be the Trails Committee continues to work on the 51st Street Corridor and the Safe Routes to School grant until they are completed. In addition to these tasks with council approval, we work with an overall connectivity. And I forgot to add the street connect. What was that, John? You talked about that street connectivity.
Complete streets.
I was trying to remember that. That needs to be added to that.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Is there a motion to go back to regular?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Just move a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I just have the motion carries.
My apologies. And then this plan would be incorporated in the existing city master plan. The Trails Committee would coordinate with the Parks Commission and the Planning Commission in this endeavor, and the Trails Commission, again, would continue to organize and facilitate a grant committee working group to coordinate grants for the City of Franklin, mostly just to help facilitate and fund what we're trying to do. Third option would be the Trails Committee continues to work on 51st Street Corridor and Safe Routes to School until they are completed, is then integrated into the Parks Commission. The Trails Commission organizes and facilitates a grant committee working group to work on the grants for the City of Franklin. That's a part of all those. Fourth option would be there's no change requested from the Council. The Trails Committee coordinates a grant working group to coordinate the grants for the City of Franklin, which, as Greg Kowalski so graciously sent me in an email, pointed out that the Council has taken some action on expanding our role. There were several motions that I had forgotten about when I was meeting with the mayor and Jack. And they may cover what we are looking to do. They may not. We'll discuss it at the committee and perhaps when we talk to the council. I would like clear direction from the council once we complete 51st Street. There's no dispute, no debate where the money's coming from. And that we as the Trails Committee, I think John has had some great ideas, the presentation he made to the Planning Commission, some of the things he's talked about with our Trails Committee about the complete streets. I think we have a role to play. I think if we go to the council and get that clear direction, if they so choose not to have us go that direction, that also gives us a message about where to go. I think our committee has done some yeoman's work. John, in particular, Kevin and Kristen have done excellent work. And I just think we can go to the council.
Terrific. Great job. Great job.
And I would ask Kevin or John if they have anything to add to what I've said. Please feel free.
Maybe if they're interested in commenting on this, I would say do it now, because I would advise you to not engage in drafting a document report to the county council, which is the subject matter business of the Franklin Trails Committee online.
Okay. then my suggestion would be that we pull it from the agenda from the council until we can have a trails committee meeting if there is no objection from the staff, if there's a request for it.
Can you have a virtual meeting if you don't? No.
Can we just send them to staff?
Well, I would. That was my when we had the committee meeting, it was my intention, if I was not clear on that, that the committee members should send their comments directly to me.
It's still hard.
I understand.
We should have a meeting. Anyone else gonna?
I think we should have a meeting. I think we should recommend moving the meeting or postponing when we go.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but we did create the mayoral ad hoc committee. There was a recommendation. Actually, I think the motion was made by Alderman Olson. And it did get widened and things like that. And I do agree totally that you've done a fantastic job as the chairman and so have the committee members in moving this whole issue forward. But in government, if you don't get things in the budget documents and you don't have the funding and you don't work on the impact fees and the matching funds and all that, then what regularly turns these types of ideas turn into things that go on shelves. And these are all great ideas. So I think there needs to be some finality to the mayoral ad hoc committee. I would strongly recommend that one of the members put in an application to sit on the Parks Commission. And I say that because the County Council has determined that we need a Parks Commission. We have a Parks Commission. The Parks Commission is the group that is the party that's supposed to recommend land acquisition, bike trails, et cetera. And so I think it would be in the best interest of the long-term best interest of the city that a member of the Trails Committee sit on there. Who that wants to be, I think everybody is very, very qualified. But we need to make some very large decisions very quickly about the use of these impact fees. We've been talking about them and talking about them and talking about them, and it's getting down to nitty-gritty time. The other thing I'd like to say is that I did have a sit-down with Sue Black about a number of things. One of the things that we discussed was trying to work on the Oak Leaf bike trail and getting easements and working as, you know, business and parks and county and city, and let's make that whole thing a reality. And I'm totally in favor of that. And then how do we do the connectivity to the trails? Anyhow, unless you get it in the budget process, and you get the council behind it, and he makes it through the budget process, I think what you'll be doing is you'll be doing piecemeal stuff. And you'll be spending a lot of time and a lot of effort, and maybe it won't go anywhere. And when you put it into budget, you're going to have to, the trails will have to compete against other discretionary programs. But at least it'll be a dedicated thing, and maybe you get it into the capital improvement budget, and you lay it out for this segment and that segment and this segment. Because I think that where we're going from here is we're going for a 30-year project. And so, anyhow, Mr. Micklick, and then...
I have to confess I didn't see this until I got it at 4:58, which is pretty late in the day. What I would advocate for, and will advocate for strongly, and would have advocated for strongly in this document had I seen it beforehand, is, again, I'm going back to this same title, this Complete Streets Committee, Commission, whatever you want to call it, and rather than absorbing into the Parks Commission, a member or two of the Parks people would come to the Complete Streets Commission. And the reason I say that is there are committees and commissions in the city of Franklin to whom connectivity is meaningful, parks being one of them, trails being one of them, EDC being another one of them. You can go down the line. if it's made early enough in the process and it's not made into some huge hurdle that has to be leaped over, if developers know that when they come in, one of the steps, one of the things on the form, and I have sample forms I can show you from other communities, one of the things that they have to address is, how do I get Joel Pedestrian from here to here? How will I get someone who's differently abled from here to here? Maybe they don't have an answer. And if they don't have an answer, and the Plan Commission and the Common Council still want to okay that development, that's fine. But the question was asked. And the question was asked through the lens of parks and recreation, connectivity, trails. We have to stop thinking about trails like we look at the Oak Leaf Trail. The Oak Leaf Trail went in as a consolation prize. Great for me. Guy goes running, goes biking, great, because I can ride my drive my car down to the parking lot and drive back and forth. But had that gone through a committee that had people from, there's a community of differently abled people here that would be involved as well. Everything that is built, whether it's a road, whether it's a commercial building, whether it's another park, the Complete Streets Committee, Commission, whomever, takes a look at it. And every developer knows the Complete Streets Commission looks at it. And they're allowed that period to be a hero. For instance, the health club that came in, had they known there was a Complete Streets Committee, they may have said, we've talked to Starbucks up at the end of the of the property, and we're going to build a means by which we can get people back and forth walking from Starbucks to our health club. Because after the health club, if you lifted some weights and run a little bit, you can go have a cinnamon bun, right? But that would be something that they would know about.
Well, some of us.
Yeah, put some, it back on what you lost. Okay.
Now, on the marketing side, we then, as a community, bump it with a trumpet. You don't do anything without telling the whole world that in Franklin, Wisconsin, we have a Complete Streets Committee.
Absolutely.
And we take care of people who aren't driving or can't drive or don't want to drive. So that's where I'm going to go at some point, and maybe there'll be a PowerPoint, I'm sorry to say. But I hope that's in consideration.
That'd be an important part.
And I have an agreement, John, but again, when I'm looking at for this memo, I think what we want to do with that Complete Streets, I want to include that in the options that we go forward with and make sure that the council is very clear about where we would like to go. And I don't want this memo that Nick has drafted is really trying to close out the chapter on 51st Street, keep us going on the Safe Routes to School grant. And I think the four options I think we need for the discussion in our committee would be, we want to move forward with a Complete Streets. We want to do some of that work. How we accomplish that, whether it's through the Parks Commission or how we configure the committees and commissions of the, I think, I think the mayor is correct. We're a mayor ad hoc committee. I think we need some formal recognition that we're no longer that. We're going to be moving into something else. That's what the council chooses, we'll give them some options to lay out.
Nothing succeeds like success. And you've got this laid out. It is it's a very large success, what you've accomplished. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm thinking that most of the council members have great support for this. And staff of the city and nonprofit organizations and everything. But I think the next step is there's got to be like a 30-year process. How do we do this? How do we do what John's talking about? And I guess one of the questions I bring to John is, do you target, because Franklin's so large, do you target the urban sections? And do you do it via, 27th Street would be perfect, wouldn't it?
Well, you treat it... It's a term I've used before. You treat all these areas on a transect basis. 27th Street down on its southern end is different than 27th Street up near Northwestern
right.
Mutual. So you would say, oh, I see you're planning on something in transect section 4. And these are ready-made templates that are made out. Therefore, we would like to see, this sort of pedestrian amenity or this sort of bike amenity. If you're in a different spot, you don't want the person in Transect 4 to be subject to the same scrutiny as Transect 1. But if you lay it out and educate people ahead of time, make it clear that you're doing this because it generates commerce, it generates business, it brings tax revenue to the community. And like I said, don't do any of this and put it under a bucket. All of this has to be publicized. We have to get relationships with the reporter at the at Franklin Now and make sure they know that Franklin is thinking forward to when we get older, we want to age in place and we want to be able to walk down to Andy's or wherever. And we're making those arrangements now.
We're just saying when we get older.
Yeah, John gets aged.
We're all getting older.
Yeah. Only John.
Well, and I will bring up something that I said before. I think the Trails Committee has labored mightily with an enormously difficult task to try to retrofit connectivity into a place where it was not designed initially. We still have the southwestern part of the city yet to be developed. I hope we don't put ourselves in the same position there. I would hope to see somehow whatever the future mission is going to be, that that would include, you know, how do we not get ourselves in that position? How do we, whether it's designing a trails network for the southwestern part of the city now, whether it's complete streets or something that would incorporate that and give that task then to the engineering department so as new development comes in, that they know what they have to work with to get not just vehicles, but pedestrians and bicycles as well. I would hope that we would certainly look forward to how can we influence the development in the southwestern part of the city in ways that we did not in much of the existing developed part of the city so that 30 years from now there isn't another group struggling to try to retrofit trails into an area that got developed without them. Because now that we have the inertia going there, I think we need to certainly continue the focus on how can we improve connectivity in areas of the city that are already populated, but also integrate that into the remaining development of the city in ways that we have not done.
Yeah, you got to do just as much as you're planning for the streets. You got to have trails to go along with.
Well, I pointed Mr. Micklin to the Franklin Forward Committee, and I think sometimes when we're talking about recreation, actually, I don't think Milwaukee County has done a good job at all of using county park systems to promote. That should be a hand-in-hand economic development package. I mean, that's one of the biggest selling points of Milwaukee is the county park system, and yet it's sort of seen over here. And I think the same is true with our park system and with the trails that what you call the safe streets or the connected streets,
complete streets.
Yeah, that's economic development. That's a big selling thing. That's what people, businesses are looking for in all these trails. I mean, people love the Oak Leaf Bike Trail. They truly love it. And now how do we connect everything else together? Of course, you turn immediately to money. And maybe there'll come a day where Mr. Wesolowski and I will go to a DNR meeting and we'll come out of there with a large check or something, and all these things become possible.
Just float up to heaven.
Yeah, that's
right. We're going to be raptured.
Same odds.
And the final.
Okay, that's it.
The last, and not to belabor this anymore, but the final report on the Trails Committee, at some point, if and when the sidewalks going up to Minnesota have need to be taken care of, there's going to be a public hearing, and I've offered, as the chair of the committee, to facilitate that meeting if it's necessary. So, and help the city facilitate the meeting as the chair of the Trails Committee. So, with that, I concluded my report. Unless I missed something from the other committee.
Correct?
If that item is concluded, we could just for a moment go back to IEG, which we tabled the court issue. One of the things that came up that we didn't ask about is, there was, in my recollection, a joint subcommittee of planning.
Just city attorney, can we do it?
As a practical matter, you can move to reconsider that item. But you want to do that on an item where you had two rooms full of citizens, and then they find out you're talking about their subject matter after that.
Right, I would agree.
I'm not moving to reconsider.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second. 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 Moved. Second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, the ayes have it. Motion carries.
The ayes have it.
My point is, if they don't care, I don't care.
Well, those are the only ones.